best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com as we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas, and Boyceville boys basketball game. Let's run down scores on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Boys basketball from last night, River Falls over Chippewa Falls, 65-48. Lincoln defeats Oliva Strum, 70-32. Whitehall over Pepin Elma, 60-49. Cochrane Fountain City defeats Blair Taylor, 86-59. Melrose Mindoro over Independence Gilmanton, 82-46. Girls basketball last night in a game heard here on WRDN. Colfax defeated Durand, Arkansas, 38-28. St. Croix Central defeated Ellsworth, 47-42. Altoona defeats Baldwin Woodville, 52-34. Prescott over Osceola, 58-34. Elk Mound defeats Mondovi, 61-21. Spring Valley defeats Boyceville, 52-44. Winona Cotter over Wabasha Kellogg, 75-30. High school basketball tonight in boys basketball in the Darylin Conference. Cochrane Fountain City at Augusta, Newman Catholic at Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. In the Dunn St. Croix, along with the Durand Arkansas Boyceville game, Colfax is at Mondovi, Glenwood City hosting Elk Mound, Plum City Elmwood is at Spring Valley. Middle Border Conference boys hoops tonight, Baldwin Woodville at Amory, Ellsworth travels to Altoona, St. Croix Central hosting Osceola, Prescott is at Somerset. Girls basketball tonight in the Darylin Conference, Oliva Strum at Elma Center Lincoln. Elma Pepin hosting Whitehall. That game to be held at Pepin High School. Cochrane Fountain City at Blair Taylor. Independence Gilmanton at Melrose Mindoro. And in the Dunn St. Croix Conference in girls hoops tonight, Plum City Elmwood is at Spring Valley. That's what's happening on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at RealCountry1430.com. On the way on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the big win over Spring Valley and tonight's game against Boyceville. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com as we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Spring Valley boys basketball game. Joining us right now, Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. Coach, first, talk a little bit about Spring Valley. That was a big win against a very tough Spring Valley team.
Yeah, it really was for us a huge win. We're ending our first time through the conference tonight, and just to get that win early on against a really nice Spring Valley team who, you know, played a very nice game. And I thought, you know, Stashik getting hot early and Grady Hayden being able to kind of match him early on, having a big half for us there. And then a lot of our guys just chipping in throughout the second half to pull away and get that win was just a great, you know, guys kind of coming together at the right time in that game at the end to pull away. And they just thought they played really well.
Stashik had 31 on the night, 24 in the first half, but only 7 in the second. What did you do on the defense to change that up, or did he just get tired? Because I don't think he ever sat at all in that game.
Right, definitely didn't, and a couple of our guys didn't either. But, Parker Olmstead actually took him on in the second half, and I think a lot of it, he was tired. And then Parker, just being as stingy as he is and all over, you know, getting after him, really got him like, oh, I'm exhausted, you know. And you take the legs out of somebody like that, then his shot starts going, or, you know, not going down for him. So I think that was a big part of it. But, you know, Parker did a really good job just being being stingy on him. And I thought Ethan did a pretty good job, too, in the first half. It was just those shots were in Ethan's extended arm and going in. I mean, those were tough buckets that he was making. But those guys combined just wore him down, and then and Parker just did a great job. Just, you know, he really – you know, Parker didn't have to help much off of him. He was able to just really stay up on him and just really making him work through those screens and get open. And when he did catch it, he was another step behind, you know, on that three-point line. So thought he did a good job. And then, you know, Bauer gets going for them usually, and he didn't have that great a game because Ethan was out there then and taking him. So I thought those two for us did a great job guarding there too, you know, really good players. And having 31 was a you know, probably leading scorer on the night and all that, but he had to work his butt off for him, and he made some really tough shots in extended guys. So, you know, you tip your hat to a guy like that. He's a very good player, but I think the second half wore on him.
And you mentioned Parker. Now, you know, Ethan, Ethan was kind of the one who was kind of suggesting, hey, why don't we have Parker on him? But I don't think Parker sat in the second half because, boy, I tell you, towards the end of that game, I'm like, oh, this boy's looking like he's running, the low battery warning's flashing in his face right now. Did he play the entire second half?
Yeah, I believe he did, because I know if they were keeping Stashik out there, we were keeping our guys out there. So he definitely didn't in the second half, and that was the same for them. I mean, Bauer and Stashik played mostly the whole game. I think Bauer got just a little bit of a break when and then number 10, I think it was, picked up his third foul, and he had to come right back in. So it was kind of similar with Parker. I think only got a small little break in the first half, and that was about it. Ethan played the whole game. So, yeah, it was one of those where your guys got to be out there against their guys, and they played their butts off.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky, taking on Boyceville. All right, last team that we're facing here for the first time this year. What does the film show you with the Bulldogs?
They rebound the ball well. They have two guys that are, you know, top, I think two of the top three in conference in rebounds. So we really got to make sure we get after the glass and you know, not let them, you know, get those offensive rebounds, get those putbacks. I mean, we got to do a good job cleaning up the boards. So those they don't get any rhythm going. You get a second, third opportunity, that gets some mojo going for you when you get those putbacks and stuff. So we got to make sure we clean that up. And they got a few guys, especially of late, they've been shooting it pretty good from outside. So we got to make sure we're contesting those three-point opportunities that they get and run them off the line a little bit. And then, like I said, clean up the glass.
Defensively, what do they like to do? Zone, man-to-man combination?
Seen a lot of man-to-man out of them. In the past, we've seen some zone once in a while, but this year I've seen quite a bit of man-to-man, so kind of expect that, but we'll see. You never know what they throw out at you. So we'll just be ready for whatever they come out at.
You mentioned they do like to shoot from the three-point arc.
A little bit. They'll take what's there. You know, the other night when they're playing Mondovi, they had some open looks, so they took them and they knocked them down. So they'll get those big guys will get the boards and get their stuff going on the inside. Especially Kaiser, they're big. He's just a big load in there to handle. I mean, he gets a drop step going. If you don't have any position on him, he's just going to take the whole lane and get up there. So we really got to be kind of body him out and help with some choke the post, we call it, where you don't even let it get in there. So we got to make sure we're down in there on him and then contest all those threes.
Is that how they're opening up the three? Okay, he goes in the lane, you choke the post, but now here I am in the corner wide open, dish the ball off to me, I take the shot.
Yep, that's right. So, you know, if they do get into him and you double down, then they can get it out to an open shooter. So we just got to play our game and rotate if we have to and talk through that and just extend and scramble out and get open on, or, you know, get a hand up on those shooters. And I'd like to see us try to get out and transition a little bit more tonight than doing that. If we can get that stop and get ourselves out there, they'll push the ball too. They know they got those big guys in there to rebound, so they'll look to run out. So we got to also make sure we're getting our butts back on defense.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky on the way, starting lineup saying tip-off. Durand, Arkansas at Boyceville in boys high school basketball coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
And our national anthem this evening, and welcome once again to Boyceville High School. I'm Brian Winnikins, and a special welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast this evening on our streaming audio service. We thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a home, your taste of home, wherever you may be serving. And thank you to Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Adam Super Service, your Napa Gold Care Care Center, downtown Durand. Starting lineups tonight, number 3, junior Parker Olmstead. Number 5, junior Blake Saylor. Number 22, senior Grady Hayden. Number 24, senior Ethan Hurlbert. And number 25, junior Dane Bates. Panthers 6-0 in the Dunn St. Croix in their black uniforms with the purple numerals. Also, for the Boyceville Bulldogs, 3-4 in the Dunn St. Croix. Coming out, number 1, Carson Romhild. A sophomore, rather. Number 4, senior Nicholas Olson. And number 22, senior Devin Halama. Number 24, senior Braden Romhild, and number 32, Grant Kaiser. Bulldogs in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. The Bulldogs will be going from left to right. The Panthers right to left here in this first half. Special welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on our streaming video service, and our video streaming service being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And also welcome those of you watching on NTEC Channel 99 as well. Okay, we're ready to go. And Dane Bates at center, and he will be facing at number 22, Devin Halama at center. And we're ready to go. Control back to Saylor, and we are underway. Over to Olmstead now. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Bates now inside to Hurlbert. Hurlbert overlays it. No good. Rebounded by Halama. Halama now across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Over to Romhild. Romhild now back at center. Romhild looking for a cutter. No one there. Romhild now will come up to the top of the key. Passes it off to Halama. Halama now swings back towards center. And now three ball on the way, and a shot no good. And tip, and rebounded by Bates. over to Olmstead now. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. And now over to Hayden, top of the key. Olmstead now on the right wing, tries to drive inside from the free throw line, puts up a shot in traffic, up and in. 2-0 Panthers. And still not across the timeline as Rome held. Passes it off to Olsen. Olsen now does get it across the timeline. Into the right wing, driving right baseline is Halama. Halama puts up a shot, no good. And Bates fighting for it, takes it away from Kaiser and back the other way. Saylor quickly inside, up and in. Well, that's what Coach Radetzky wanted, to get on the break, get those transition baskets. And over to Romheld now. Romheld passes it to Olsen. Now we get it across the timeline over to Halama. Long cross-court pass, and that is Romheld. And Romheld now has to retreat back out. And now three ball on the way from Olsen. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kaiser. Kaiser now kicks it back out to the wing. That's over to Olsen. Olsen now looking for a cutter. No one there. And he comes back out towards center. Now inside to Kaiser. Kaiser puts up the shot. Whistle. Foul on Bates. So going to the line for two is Kaiser. And that's the first free throw is on, or the first foul on Bates. 4-0 Panthers lead. Kaiser's first free throw on the way is good. Thinking of Jerry Bear and Sons with the dog and pet food from NutriSource and Diamond, located by Annabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Also Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Just a few of our high school sports sponsors that make these broadcasts possible. Please thank all of them. And now 4-2 Panthers as Olmstead now across the timeline. Over to Saylor. Saylor on the right wing. Saylor now over to Bates. Bates top of the key inside to Hayden. Hayden, oh, inner foul. Foul will be on number 22, Halama. And so it'll stay Panther ball. And so inbounding it now is Hurlburt to our left. And Hurlburt looking for a cutter still, or looking for someone. And now gets it over to Olmstead. Right corner, three ball on the way. Parker Olmstead with the three. 7-2 Panthers, 15:42 remaining in the half. Now to Olsen. Olsen back to Romheld. Romheld across the timeline. Long two coming up from the left wing. Shot no good. Rebounded by Olsen. And he gets it back out to Romheld. Romheld now to his brother Carson. Olsen, right corner. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Intercepted. Intercepted by Romheld. Romheld quickly back the other way. Whistle. Foul. Foul will be on number 22, and that's going to be Grady Hayden. So it'll stay Bulldog ball. They'll rebound it, or they'll inbound it, rather, right in front of us. Olsen to do that. Coming in for the Bulldogs now is number 11. And I don't have a number 11. I think that might be Michael Montgomery. So over to Olsen now. Olsen to Montgomery. Out to Halama. Halama now. Drive inside. Puts up a shot. Blocked by Bates. Rebounded by Kaiser. Blocked by Bates. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Bates. That's going to be his second. So going to line for two is Kaiser now. Again, Panthers lead 7-2, 15-0 run remaining in the first half. Thank you to the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. Give them a call. It's 926-3630 or visit chenfit-smithfuneralhome.com for pre-planning information. First free throw is good. Bates comes out and Weisenbeck comes in. Bauerbilt Tire for all of your tire needs, rotations, and oil changes. It's Bauerbilt Tire, Prospect Street, Durand. Free throw on the way. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Weisenbeck. Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Weisenbeck now. Back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, top of the key. Hands it off to Saylor. Saylor now retreats back to the top of the key. Saylor now looking for a cutter. No one there. Now over to Olmstead, or to Hurlburt, rather, on the right wing. And now he goes to the left. He'll drive into the lane. Splits two defenders up and in. He kind of hesitated before he made his drive in. And then found the lane open, and he took it. And inbounded to Olsen. Olsen now over to Romheld. Rome Hill now quickly across the timeline over to Montgomery. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off the Panthers. And it'll stay Bulldog ball. So Olsen to inbound it to our right. To Montgomery now. Long cross-court pass over to Olsen. Olsen on the right wing. To Rome Hild. He'll come back out to the wing. Now to Olsen back at center. Over to Rome Hild. Rome Hild now looking for a cutter. No one there. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Whistle. Offensive foul. And so we'll go back to the Panthers. Follow B on Kaiser. And so it inbounded now to Saylor. And Saylor across the timeline over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck left wing. Over to Saylor. Saylor now to Weber, who's in. Weber on the right wing. Over to Hayden, top of the key. Squares up. Long three ball. Shot is good! Grady Hayden getting the shooter's roll on the three. 12-3 Panthers. Rome Hild now to Montgomery. Montgomery not across the timeline. Long pass all the way down to Halama. Halama drives in from the left corner. Up and in. And rebounded quickly to Saylor. Saylor back the other way. Knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. And it'll stay Panther ball. 12-5 Panthers. Coming in for Kaiser now, number 21, Peter Wielden. And coming in for Olsen now, Owen Rydell for the Bulldogs. All right, so Saylor to inbound it on the far side. Saylor looking. Now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now will come up to the top of the key now to Weisenbeck, right wing. Weisenbeck now to Weber. Weber, top of the key. Looking for someone inside. Gets it to Saylor. Nearly lost it. Bounce pass inside to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck up and in. And so now pass over to Olsen. Not across the timeline. Gets it across the timeline to Wielden. Wielden bounce pass to Montgomery. Back to Wielden. Wielden now over to Halama. Halama drives in from the right corner. Shot put up. No good. Gets his own rebound in the lane. Puts up the shot. Gets the shooter's roll. 14-7 Panthers. As Hurlburt now on the far side comes up across the timeline now over to Weber. Weber at the top of the key. Weber looking for a cutter. No one there. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck will try to drive in from the left side. Can't do it. Now over to Hayden. Hayden left wing. He'll come out to the top of the key now over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt looking for a cutter. Fakes left. Goes right. Gives it out. Hayden. Hayden top of the key. Three ball! 17-7 Panthers. Full court Panther press now. Inbounded to Olsen. Olsen to Montgomery. Montgomery now looking for a cutter. And he'll get it across the timeline over to Rydell. Rydell back to Montgomery. Montgomery on the left wing. Or on the right wing, rather. Montgomery now over to Rydell. Rydell top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Wielden. Wielden tries to drive left baseline. Falling out of bounds. And Hurlburt couldn't hang on to it. He tried to intercept the pass. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Bulldog ball. Olmstead comes back in for Saylor. And so inbounding it to our right is Olsen. 17-7 Panthers. 12:04 remaining in the half. Inbounded to Montgomery. Montgomery now back over to Olsen. He'll drive in from the left corner. Puts up the shot high off the glass. Rebounded by Weisenbeck. Back to Olmstead. Olmstead quickly across the timeline for the Panthers. Olmstead now over to Weber. Weber on the left wing at the free throw line now. Kicks it back out to Hayden. Hayden's going to come out to the top of the key. He's like, nope, won't take the three. Olmstead thought about the three himself at the top of the key, but said, yeah, I won't do that. And now he tries to drive inside. 15-foot shot. Good. 19-7 Panthers. Inbounded to Olsen, back to Montgomery. Montgomery now over to Rydell. Rydell back to Montgomery. Still not across the timeline. Now we're across the timeline to Rydell. Rydell now looking for a cutter. No one there. He's back towards center at the top of the key to Olsen. Olsen on the right wing. Inside now to Halama. Halama puts up a shot in the lane. No good. Loose ball coming up with it is Rydell. Rydell in the left corner to Wielden. Wielden to Montgomery. Top of the key. Drives inside. Puts up a circus shot. No good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt across the timeline on the far side. Does a spin move over to Olmstead. Right wing. Three ball on the way. Olmstead with another three. Timeout Boyceville with the Panthers leading 22-7 with
10:56 remaining in the first half. And thank you to our sponsors. And they include the Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom and those Valentine's Day gifts for mom. It's the Cottage, downtown Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, with car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Durand Fresh Market. Download the new app for even more savings. Visit freshmarketwy.com for more information. And Numbers Are Us, your daily money manager. For a free consultation, call Rhonda at 715-672-8093 or visit her online at numbersareus.com. All right, the timeout is done. With the Bulldogs have the ball, Panthers have the lead, 22-7. And so inbounded now to Romehild. Romehild will bring it up across the timeline for the Bulldogs, over to Montgomery. Montgomery left wing. Montgomery now looking for a cutter. No one there. Gets it over to Romehild. Romehild now on the right wing. And he's looking for his brother. Gets it off to Carson Romehild. He'll come back out towards center. Top of the key now. Retreats back out. Over to Montgomery. Montgomery now on the left wing. Montgomery cross-court pass to Romehild. Romehild on the right wing. Romehild now has two defenders in his face. That's not going to work for him. And so bounce pass now to his brother Braden. Braden now is in trouble, but regains control, has to escape back out towards center. Now to Montgomery on the left wing. Montgomery now bounce pass over to Halama. Halama now kicks it off to Romehild. Three ball on the way. Romehild with the Braden Romehild with the three to make it 22-10. Panthers across the timeline comes Olmstead now. 10 minutes remaining in the half. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck loses his footing, but Hayden comes up with the loose ball. Now to Olmstead. Olmstead over to Weber. Weber right wing. Thought about driving inside, decided not to. Cross-court pass to Olmstead. Three ball. Rims out. No good. Rebounded by Romehild. And quickly back the other way. To his brother, Braden. Now over to Halama. Three ball. Shot. No good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt. Over to Weber. Weber across the timeline quickly for the Panthers. Tries to get it to Hurlburt, and trying to make the interception was Wielden, but he goes out of bounds with the touching the ball, and so it'll stay Panther ball. Kaiser comes back in now for Wielden. And Hurlburt to inbound it to our left. Hurlburt looking, looking, still looking. Inbounds it to Weisenbeck. 15-footer shot put up. No good. And rebounded by Romehild. Quickly back the other way come the Bulldogs. Over to Montgomery now on the left, on the right wing, rather. Comes back out towards center. Now to Romehild. Romehild on the left wing. Passes it to his brother, Braden. And now try to get it inside. Loose ball. And it's going to be off of Hayden. They're trying to get it inside to Halama. But fighting for it was Hayden. It goes out of bounds. Coming in for the Panthers now is Max Anderson, as Hayden will take a seat. So inbounding it now is Romehild. Romehild looking, looking, looking out to Montgomery, back towards center. Over to Braden Romehild. And now to Carson Romehild, back to Braden. Braden now to Carson on the left wing. Long cross-court pass, and they were trying to do a relay, and there was no one there. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. And so inbounded to Olmstead now. And Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, left wing, three ball shot, no good. Rebounded by Montgomery. And Montgomery to Romehild. Quickly back the other way for the Bulldogs. Now over to Halama. Halama back to Montgomery at center. Romehild back to his brother Braden. Now inside to Kaiser. Kaiser in the lane, puts up the shot. It's good. 22-12, Panthers lead, 8:26 remaining here in the first half. Across the timeline comes Olmstead. Olmstead now over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck left wing. Weisenbeck now to Anderson at the top of the key to Saylor on the right wing. Saylor now cross-court pass to Olmstead on the left wing. He'll drive into the lane, puts up the shot, short, no good. And Saylor saved it, but he saved it back to Kaiser. He was trying to throw it off Kaiser, I think, and Kaiser just caught it and saved it. So Romehild across the timeline for the Bulldogs. They get it over to Montgomery, right corner. He'll come out to the right wing to Romehild, back at center. Cross-court pass to Carson Romehild. Carson looking for a cutter. He's looking for Kaiser inside, and he's got, but Herbert's all over him. Back to Carson on the left wing. He's going to try and drive in. And he's looking for Kaiser inside. Not happening. Has to get it back out towards center to Braden. Now inside to Halama. Halama tries to pass it off, but it's intercepted by Saylor. Saylor back the other way. Keeps it himself. Puts up the shot. No good. Whistle and a foul. No shot, they're going to say. Foul will be on Romhild. All right. So Hurlburt to inbound it to our left. Panthers lead 22-12. Inbound it to Anderson. Anderson up and in. He just beat the defender, and that was it. Easy bunny up and in. So across the, not across the timeline yet. It's Romhild, 24-12 Panthers. Here comes the trap and whistle and a foul on Saylor. So inbounding right in front of us will be Olson. Again, Panthers leading 24-12. Olmstead comes out. Weber comes in. Inbounded to Romhild. And he'll come across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Romhild now down to the left wing. Over to Olson. Olson back to Romhild, top of the key, fakes the three, tries to drive inside, bounce pass to Olson on the right wing. Olson now retreats back out over to Rydell. Rydell, top of the key, to the left wing to Romhild. Romhild looking for Kaiser inside. They got to stay on the outside. Romhild now still on the left wing. Comes back towards center now, over to Rydell. Rydell, he's going to try and drive in now. Kicks it back out to Olson in the left corner. No three available. And so they bring Kaiser out to maybe run a screen. But now over to the corner. Here comes the three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weisenbeck to Hurlburt across the timeline for the Panthers. Now to Anderson. Right corner. Three ball. Max Anderson with the three. 27-12 Panthers. Full court Panther press now. Inbounded to Romhild. Whistle. Timeout. Full timeout. And again, it's with 6:16 remaining, 27-12 Panthers. Thank you to our high school sports sponsors, and they include Durant's Smokehouse, where they have new meat and cheese packs available. Visit Durant's Smokehouse. Ask about the beef and pork bundles, too. Durant's Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. The Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail for daily specials like the Taco Tuesday, Wings Wednesday, Friday Fish Fry, the pizza special on Saturday at the Rooster Tail Grill. O'Galley Cheese Factory. They feature homemade pizza, cheese, and meat trays for that Packer playoff party coming up on Saturday night. Excuse me. Visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. And Martin Transport. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give our sponsors a call, drop them an email, and visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Without their help, we would not be here at Boyceville High School tonight. Timeout is done, and Boyceville does have the ball. Panthers lead 27-12. And to inbound it now will be Olson. Panthers in the full court. And inbound it to Rydell. Rydell back to Olson. Olson to Romhild. Romhild on the far side. Here comes the trap. He gets across the timeline. And he's right in front of the Panther bench. And Saylor with the trip. So that'll be his second. So they'll inbound it to Olson to inbound it right by the Panther bench, just across the way. Inbounded to Montgomery. Back to Olson. Olson now looking for a cutter. No one there. He's looking for Kaiser inside. Cross court pass to Romhild. Romhild now to Montgomery. Montgomery now to Rydell, top of the key. Now try to get it inside. Tipped by Hurlburt to Saylor. Over to Weber. Weber lays it up and in. Well, with the tip, that's what caused all that. And so now 29-12 Panthers. Inbounded to Montgomery. Back to Romhild. Romhild now to Montgomery. And Montgomery gets through the trap over to Romhild now. Bounce pass now to Rydell. Three ball from the left corner is good. Owen Rydell with the three. And Hurlburt quickly back the other way. Over to Saylor. He'll draw, or Anderson. Whistle. Foul. I think the foul is on Boyceville. Foul's going to be on number 20. It's going to be on Rydell with the block. Olmstead coming back in for the Panthers. All right, so Hurlburt to inbound it to our left. Hurlburt still looking over to Anderson now, right wing, to Hayden, who's back in. Hayden now over to Olmstead. Olmstead left wing. Olmstead retreats a little bit. We'll reset the offense now. Olmstead tries to work off the screen. He's going to drive in. Puts up the shot. Count it, and the foul. Foul will be on number 11. Check. Okay, so that's going to be on Montgomery. So going to the line to complete the three-point play will be Olmstead. And thank you to Sal Block with Soup and Salad Bar daily. They also have daily specials. It's the Sal Block downtown Durand, and Olmstead makes the three-point play. 32-15 now, Panthers. Across the time, not across the timeline yet. Now Olsen gets across the timeline. Quickly down to the right wing, over to Montgomery. Montgomery now back over to Rydell. Three ball on the way. Whoa, Owen Rydell lighting it up all of a sudden for the Bulldogs. And Olmstead now back the other way. Olmstead now top of the key. He squares up. Three ball on the way. Shot short, no good. Oh, and trying to save it, shouldn't have. Number 22, Halama, he should have just let it go. He thought there was a Panther player right by him, and he touches the ball, slides out of bounds, and it goes back to the Panthers. 32-18, Panthers still lead, 4:43 left in the half. And Hurlburt now over to Olmstead. Olmstead into Anderson. Anderson in the lane, puts up the shot around Rydell. Shot no good, and rebounded by Halama. Back the other way now to Olsen. Olsen across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Olsen now back to Rydell. He's on the left wing. Yeah, they're watching him now. Try to get it to Montgomery. Knocked out of bounds by Anderson. Well, when you make a bunch of threes in the first half, yeah, they're going to keep an eye on you now defensively. And Anderson was trying to see if he couldn't fool the referee, saying, well, no, aren't we inbounding it? And they said, no, good try, though. And so inbounded to Halama. Halama now over the top of the key. He has to retreat back towards center, comes down to the right wing to Montgomery. Montgomery now on the right wing to Rydell. Top of the key, he's going to try and drive inside. Kicks it back out to the corner. Olsen, three ball on the way. Count it, and the foul on the three. Going for the four-point play. Oh, now they're going to talk about it. So the foul. Oh, wow, it's going to be one of these. Okay, so the foul's on Hayden. And since it was after the shot, apparently, okay, so it goes back to the Bulldogs, 32-21. The Panthers still lead. Over to Halama now. Halama, cross-court pass. Back to Olsen. Olsen now. Inside to Halama. Halama puts up the shot up and in. And quickly back the other way now comes. So a five-point play, really, as Olmstead across the timeline. Whistle and a foul, no shot. 32-23, Panthers still lead. 3:40 remaining in the half, but no shot but a foul. I think the foul is going to be on Olsen, and so inbounding it is Hurlburt now. Hurlburt to Hayden, Hayden back to Hurlburt, and it's going to be knocking it out of bounds off of Hurlburt, number 21, Peter Wheeldon. So it goes back to the Bulldogs. And so now Olsen will bring it up across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Across the timeline to Montgomery. Montgomery now back over to Olsen. Olsen on the right wing now to Halama. Halama to Montgomery. Montgomery top of the key to Rydell. Rydell left wing. Rydell looking for a cutter. No one there. Has to retreat back to Halama. Now to Olsen in the lane. Tries to split two defenders. Turnaround shot partially blocked by Hurlburt. Hurlburt then loses the ball and coming up with it. Wow, Wielding comes up with a loose ball and back the other way we go. So the Bulldogs get another whack at it. And a three ball on the way. Shot no good. And trying to throw it off of a Panther was Montgomery, but he can't do it. And so it ends up being a Panther ball. Weisenbeck comes in for Anderson. Panthers lead 32-23, 2:54 remaining in the half. One of our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Across the timeline now to Weber. Weber looking for a cutter. No one there. Now over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Weisenbeck in the left corner. Weisenbeck now looking for a cutter. He has to come back out to the wing. Works off the screen from Hayden. Drives in. Dishes it back out to Weber. Weber right corner. Three ball. Shot no good. Tip, 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 tip. And coming up with it is Halama. Halama to Olsen. Olsen across the timeline now. Olsen now looking for a cutter. No one there. Bounce pass over to Montgomery. Right corner. Back over to Olsen. Olsen gets the play call. Cross-court pass now to Wielden. Wielden left wing out to Olsen. Top of the key. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip, tip, tip. And coming up with it is Hurlburt. Hurlburt quickly back the other way on the far sideline. And a whistle. And a foul. Nope. They're going to call a carry on Hurlburt. And so we'll go back to Boyceville. Minute 59 remaining in the half, 32-23 Panthers. Rome Hild now will inbound it to his brother Casey. And back to Braden. And into Montgomery across the timeline. Loses, nearly lost the ball, but Wielden comes back up with it. Bounce pass over to Rome Hild on the left wing. Rome Hild now, top of the key. Tries to drive inside, can't do it. Has to get it off to Halama on the outside. Now to Rome Hild. Rome Hild back to his brother Casey. Inside pass shot blocked. Blocked by Hayden. And shot attempted by Halama, but blocked by Hayden. And so now Weisenbeck to inbound it to Olmstead. 32-23 Panthers lead. Minute 30 remaining in the half. And across the timeline now to Weber. Weber over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, right wing, drives into the lane, puts up the tough shot, short, no good. Rebounded by Rome Hild. And back the other way now, quickly to Montgomery. Montgomery, right wing, three ball on the way, shot, no good. And whistling a foul. Foul on Rome Hild for the over the back. And that means we have the 1-1 now. Get our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Try and get some scores from around the area as well. So we have the 1-1 here coming up. And it's Weisenbeck at the line. First free throw on the way, no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt kicks it back out to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck in the lane now. Back out to Weber. Weber, three ball from the top of the key. Good. 35-23 Panthers approaching the one-minute mark. Nearly lost by Rome Hild. Still not across the timeline now to Montgomery. Montgomery now gets across the timeline. Over to Halama. He'll try to drive in left baseline. Loses the ball. And it goes out of bounds. Panther ball. ...52 seconds remaining, inbounded to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. And Hayden, three ball! Grady Hayden with the three from the left wing. 38-23 now, Panthers. Rome Hild across the timeline, and he loses it off his foot. Out of bounds, Panther ball. And so Weber to inbound it right in front of us. Panthers again 38-23 now to Olmstead. 30 seconds remaining. Over to Hayden now. Hayden, long three ball. Holy cow, way short. And out of bounds. And He's looking at coach going, yeah, okay, maybe that was a little too far. So inbounded now to Olsen. Olsen here on the near side. Still has the ball. Gets across the timeline now. Squares up. 10-foot shot. Good. Olsen's like, why should I pass it? I think I got an open shot here. Olmstead now. 9 seconds remaining. He's got a chance for the last shot. The Panthers do. Olmstead works off the screen. Now what gets it inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt puts it up and gets the shooter's roll at the buzzer. We are at halftime. And the Panthers are leading right now by a score of 40-25. Time now for the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A grand jury has been convened. It's tasked with investigating whether criminal charges should be filed against law enforcement for their response to the deadly 2022 massacre at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. A Justice Department report released yesterday found what it described as a cascade of failures. President Biden signs a short-term funding bill that averts a government shutdown.
Some days that counts as progress.
The president addressing the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting in D.C. The U.S. carried out more airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen in response to the Iran-backed militias' attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. A small commuter plane made an emergency landing on a highway near Washington's Dulles Airport. Jesse Label watched it hit a guardrail and land just feet from his car.
As it landed, I parked the car and ran up to them, make sure everybody was okay.
State police say indeed all on board were okay. This is ABC News.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet.
Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la.
It's the sheet.
Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet.
Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The 8th-ranked basketball Badgers host the Indiana Hoosiers in Big Ten Hoops action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Big Ten leaders lost for the first time in Big Ten play at Penn State on Tuesday. Coach Greg Gard says they have to get better defensively.
Some of it's who you're playing. You know, some of it's has there been things we have to, you know, recorrect, reteach, go back through and drill a few more things. You're never at a point where you're stationary. You're either getting better or you're regressing. So I felt we needed to get a lot of things better. We've been over a point per possession of what we've allowed in, you know, several of the games we've won.
In the Big East, Marquette off until tomorrow when they travel to St. John's. Packers are in San Francisco where they'll take on the 49ers in the divisional playoffs on Saturday night. They've already knocked off second-seeded Dallas as a big underdog. Now they'll take their shot at the top-seeded 49ers. College hockey on the women's side. The Badgers on the road at Minnesota State tonight. The Badger men have the weekend off. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Johnson shares career perspective. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race.
Oh, they're in the wall.
Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go.
Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway, February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
As seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson prepares to be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame this evening, along with his former crew chief Chad Knaus and NASCAR pioneer Donnie Allison, Johnson expressed how he'd like NASCAR fans to remember his career in the years to come.
I guess it would be a balance of just how committed I was to chasing this. You know, it really has been a passion of mine that I was fully dedicated to. And then in conjunction with that is just trying to win races without wrecking people. I think you can be generous and gracious in many situations. And I wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it is possible to kind of do it the right way.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Boyceville High School. Panthers leading 40-25 on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From the JV game, the Panthers won that one 42-31. It is at halftime, Hudson leading Menominee 28-24. Other games we have following tonight, Ellsworth at Altoona, Baldwin-Woodville at Emory, Osceola at St. Croix Central, Prescott at Somerset, Colfax is at Mondovi. These are all boys games. Also, Elmwood Plum City at Spring Valley tonight. In girls basketball, we have Menominee at Hudson and Whitehall at Elma Pepin. Again, 25-40. Panthers are leading. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. We have second half action coming up next. You're listening to Durand Panther boys basketball here on Real Country 1430 WRDN. Durand Mondovi Wabasha. Again, 40-25, Panthers lead.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Boys Thrill High School as we are getting ready for the second half here with the Panthers leading 40-25 in the second half. Boysville will be going from right to left. Panthers left to right. Boysville will get the ball to start. So Olsen will do the inbounding right in front of us. And we're underway. Inbounded to Romehilt. Romehilt now comes down to the right wing, into the right corner. Cross court pass to the wing. Olsen, three ball, shot no good. And rebounded by Halama. Halama kicks it back out to Romehilt. Left corner, three ball. Quickly to Hurlburt. Hurlburt back to Saylor. Saylor now across the timeline. Saylor now over to Bates. Bates inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt passes tipped, out of bounds. Tipped by King. Or by Kaiser, rather. And so it will stay Panther ball. And so now inbounding it is Saylor. Saylor looking, and he'll get it over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt fakes the three at the top of the key, hands it back to Saylor now. Saylor back towards center. Saylor now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt left wing, head fakes the three, works off the screen from Bates, puts up the shot up and in. 42-28, Panthers. Over to Olsen now. Olsen to Romehilt. He'll get across the timeline. Romehilt now to Rydell. Gets it inside to Kaiser. Kaiser up and in. Oh, yeah, wow. He occupied the lane and then some there. He was able to just make that shot. Over to Bates now. Bates on the right wing. Back to Saylor. 42-30 Panthers. And a cross-court pass to Olmsted. Olmsted right wing. Shot no good on the three. Whistle traveled. And so it will go back to the Panthers. And Olmsted to inbound it right in front of us. To Hayden. Hayden at center hands it back to Olmsted. Olmsted now down by the top of the key. And over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt squares up. Three ball. Shot's good by Ethan Hurlburt. 45-30 now, Panthers. Olsen to Romehilt. He'll go across the timeline. Now from the right corner, three ball, shot no good, and knocked out by Bates, but Saylor can't come up with a big collision. Olmsted comes up with the loose ball, and Olmsted now over to Bates. Bates lays it up and in. Counted in the foul. Foul will be on Kaiser, and so Bates going for the three-point play. And still have a stop of play here now. We're ready to go. All right. So Bates with the three-point play attempt here on the free throw. Free throw on the way is good. To make it 48-30 Panthers. Full court Panther press now over to Halama. Halama to Romehilt. Romehilt across the timeline. Now to his brother. Now to Olsen. Olsen left wing. Long cross-court pass to Romehilt. Romehilt now. Back towards center to the right wing. His brother Casey drives inside, puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Bates. And it's going to be... Bates couldn't hang on to it. It kind of went out, fell out of his hands, out of bounds. And so it will go, be a Bulldog ball. Rome Hill to inbound it to our right. To Olsen, or to Rydell. Rydell to Olsen. Olsen on the right wing. Now to the top of the key to Rome Hill to Olsen. Olsen left wing. Three ball is good by Olsen. And it makes it 48-33 now, Panthers. Across the timeline comes Hurlburt. Hurlburt now over to Weber. Weber left corner. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden out to Saylor. Saylor on the right wing now. Inside to Bates. Bates driving the lane. Puts up a shot. Whistle and a foul. He'll go to the line for two. Foul is on Kaiser. And thank you to Ryan's Sports Shop. Ice fishing is just around the corner. There's probably folks ice fishing now with the cold weather that we've had. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your ice fishing needs. Don't forget about the 24-hour bait and tackle center. That's at Ryan's Sports Shop. First free throw on the way is good. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West Durant, providing clarity to your financial picture and helping you navigate toward a more prosperous future. Visit HeikeWealth.com for more information. And Beef's Restaurant, Plum City. Visit Beef's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have daily and weekly specials, including the Sunday buffet. Visit Beef's Facebook page for daily and new specials. Both free throws are good by Bates. And it makes it 50-33, Panthers. Across the timeline now comes Rome Held. Rome Held now gets it over to Olsen. Olsen, right corner. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Saylor.